Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 15th of December. This week, the veil of ignorance that has shrouded the US economy since the government shutdown is partially, but only partially, lifted. Employment data due tomorrow and consumer price data on Thursday only hints at what is happening. Employment data quality everywhere has been deteriorating in recent years, and this US data is partial, distorted by the effects of the shutdown itself, and has already raised concerns with the US Federal Reserve. Consumer price data has already been affected by underfunding at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. More prices are interpolated, which is a fancy way of saying guessed at, and fewer prices in fewer places are collected than was the case before this year. So, while the numbers will be seized upon with indecent enthusiasm by media and by some in the markets, they need to be put in the context of a longer-term trend. On the labour market, the no hire, no fire state of affairs does seem to be holding. That's important because it keeps fear of unemployment low. Data from credit card companies, for instance, suggests spending is continuing amongst the middle class. Low fear of unemployment allows consumers to reduce their savings rate to pay for the higher prices. The increase in US price levels since April has almost exactly been matched, dollar for dollar, by the drop in the amount that US households save each month. China's economic data showed lackluster retail sales in November. China's consumers have not really offered much additional support to the economy this year. And to date, attempts to rouse them with policy measures have fallen rather flat. There were some distortions with the timing of holiday-related sales, but even allowing for that, the report was mediocre. China has benefited from a reasonable performance in its external sector, with non-US trade near record levels, albeit benefiting from US trade disguised by rerouting, helping US companies avoid paying tariffs on imported goods. This practice was established during President Trump's first-term tariffs and has been honed in response to the second-term tariffs. The November China industrial production data did disappoint a little. The weakness was concentrated in the steel and auto sectors. Japan's fourth quarter Tankan sentiment survey is just a sentiment survey, but it is probably taken a bit more seriously by respondents than some other business sentiment polls. For large companies, the data was as expected, and perhaps a little upside to the capital spending plans of companies. For smaller businesses, the outlook was a little brighter than had been anticipated. The US Empire State Survey is due later today and should not be taken seriously. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.